Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ragga-style percussion layer push in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass, jungle and rolling bass music. And this is the advanced version of that idea, so we're not just stacking more drums and hoping for magic. We're designing momentum. We want the groove to feel like it's leaning forward, like it's already half a step into the next bar. Urgent, loose, and full of attitude. Think of this layer as momentum, not another drum kit. If it sounds huge on its own but weakens the groove when the full break is playing, it's probably doing too much. The job here is to make the break feel more alive, not to fight it. Start by setting your project around 174 to 176 BPM, which is the sweet spot for modern DNB and jungle movement. Load your main break on an audio track, warp it carefully, and keep the transient detail intact. If you're using an amen-style loop, use a warp mode that preserves the hit shape without smearing the snap. If you want full control, slice the break into a drum rack. The important thing is that the core break feels stable and punchy before we add any ragga motion on top. Now build your percussion palette. You want a small set of short sounds with reedal character. Think rimshots, congas, bongos, shakers, wood hits, clave, maybe a cowbell if it fits, and a few vocal one-shots or crowd-style stabs. You can also include degraded foley or a short tabla hit if it sits well in the track. The key is to keep these sounds dry, tight, and controlled at first. Ragga percussion works, because the transient speaks clearly. Drop those sounds into a drum rack on a MIDI track. Name everything clearly so you can move fast later. For each pad, use simpler, trim the silence at the start. Keep fade short, and only warp if you absolutely need time correction. If a sample feels too wide or too messy, clean it up with EQ8. High pass the low end aggressively, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, and if the hit gets harsh, soften the 3 to 6 kHz area a little. The goal is crisp, not abrasive. Now comes the heart of the lesson, the rhythm. The ragga push works because it lives in the spaces around the break. It doesn't just sit on top, it answers the drums. Build a 2-bar MIDI clip and think in phrases. A good starting point is a rimshot landing on an offbeat, a conga response before a snare, and a shaker pattern that adds chatter without crowding the groove. Let one hit answer another. That call and response energy is where the ragga flavor really comes alive. Don't place everything randomly. Every hit should serve a purpose. It should push into a snare, answer a kick, or help lead into a phrase change. That's the difference between a groove and clutter. If you want more human feel, open the groove pool and try a light swing feel, something like an MPC-style groove around 54 to 58%. Apply it gently. You want timing movement, not sloppiness. A little timing variation, a touch of velocity shaping, and just enough randomness to make it breathe. The best places for this layer are where the groove needs lift. Before the snare, between kick and snare, at the end of every 2 bars, in fills, and during transitions. You do not want it blasting constantly in every bar. Think orchestration. Decide which sections get the full layer, which sections get a partial layer, and which sections only get a couple of accent hits. This is one of the most important advanced workflow habits. Bass budgeting per section. It keeps the arrangement feeling intentional. Now put the percussion group through a clean stock chain. A practical chain would be a EQ8, drum bus, saturator, utility, and maybe glue compressor if the layer needs gentle control. High pass the group so it stays out of the kick and sub-region. If it's clashing with the snare crack, dip a little in the 1.5 to 3 kHz range. If it's too sharp, smooth the top around 6 to 8 kHz. Then add some drum bus for transient presence and a little drive. Saturator can bring the layer forward and add harmonic edge, and utility can narrow the width slightly if the layer feels too disconnected. Keep low end out of this chain as much as possible. This layer should live in the mid-high rhythmic space. Here is the secret sauce. Transient contrast. The ragga layer feels exciting because its attack profile is different from the main break. Keep the hits slightly shorter and more forward than the break itself. Don't let them blur into the kick and snare. If you need more urgency, shorten the sample decay, shorten the MIDI note length, or push the lead and hit a little harder before the bar change. You can even nudge a hit a few milliseconds earlier or later to reduce masking. Tiny timing moves can make a huge difference. Now let's talk arrangement. This is where the lesson gets really useful for a full tune. Don't leave the same percussion pattern running forever. Treat it like a performance tool. In the intro, use filtered fragments only. In the pre-drop, open the density and let the percussion push harder. On the drop, Keep it tight and selective so it supports the break instead of covering it. In the midsection, strip some of the hits away so the ear gets relief. Then in the build, bring back ghost notes, vocal shots, and little lead-ins to create tension. For the second drop, mutate the pattern so it feels like an evolved version of the first one. Automation is your best friend here. Open and close an auto filter, move the utility gain, add a touch more drive from saturator, and automate the transient amount on drum bus if the section needs extra snap. A varied effective DN beat trick is to open the percussion layer in the last two beats before a snare restart. That creates a pull-forward sensation, like the next section is being dragged into place. Raga percussion also loves dub-style depth, but you have to control it carefully. Set up a short room reverb return with a low cut so the sound has space without washing out the groove. Add a dub delay return using echo sync to values like an eighth note dotted, a quarter note, or a 3/16th pattern. Keep the feedback under control and filter the repeats so they stay dark. Send only select hits to those returns, especially vocal chops, rim shots, conga replies, and fill hits. That gives you raga atmosphere without losing the attack. If you want this to feel truly advanced, build multiple clip variations instead of constantly redrawing notes. Make a basic offbeat push, a denser pre-drop fill, a stripped-back drop version, and a one-bar turnaround fill. You can duplicate MIDI clips, change velocities, shift note positions, or use macro controls if you've built an instrument rack. One of the best tricks is velocity-encoded call and response. Keep the same rhythm, but change which hits are soft, medium, or strong across different sections. That gives the groove evolution without destroying the identity. Microshifted duplicates are another great advanced move. Duplicate a percussion clip and move it 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier for urgency, or a few milliseconds later for a laid-back drag. Use that very subtly on alternate bars. It creates human pulse without smearing the groove. And if you want to prevent repetition in a longer arrangement, try phrase length mutation. Keep the same idea, but run it as a 2-bar version, then a 3-bar version, then a 4-bar version with one turnaround note. That slight structural variation keeps the ear engaged. You can also make a darker, more menacing version of the layer for heavier DNB. Use detuned conga hits, low-passed vocal snippets, metallic rimshots, broken wood percussion, and gritty foley. Add redux, saturator, auto-filter automation, and echo with dark feedback. In darker tracks, the raga layer should feel like a rhythmic weapon, not decoration. One-shot accents every 2 bars, filtered fills, before a snare roll or a reverse hit into the drop can all make the layer feel aggressive and intentional. Another powerful trick is parallel distortion. Duplicate the percussion group, keep one copy clean, and distort another with saturator and drum bus. Remove mud with EQ8, then blend the dirty version quietly underneath the clean one. That gives you attitude without turning the top end into a mess. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build a 16-bar DNB drum section. For bars 1 to 4, use only the main break and add one subtle raga rim hit in bar 4. For bars 5 to 8, bring in the full percussion layer with shaker offbeats and a vocal answer every 2 bars. For bars 9 to 12, remove the shaker and keep just rim and conga accents, while adding a short delay throw on the vocal hit. Then for bars 13 to 16, bring the full layer back and add one extra fill in the last bar, with a filter opening slightly into the drop. If the groove feels more urgent, the drop feels closer, and the bass still has room, you're doing it right. A couple of final coach notes. Print your loop at low monitor volume. If the push still reads clearly when it's quiet, the rhythm is strong enough. If it only works when loud, it's probably clutter. Check for transient masking against the break. Even high-frequency percussion can flatten the groove if the hits collide. Nudge things a few milliseconds and compare. And always think in response phrasing. If the snare is the statement, the raga percussion is the reply. So the big takeaway is this. A strong raga percussion push in Ableton Live 12 is about rhythm, contrast, and arrangement. Build a tight percussion palette, program, syncopated offbeat pushes, use groove pool lightly, process with stock devices for punch and clarity, add dub-style send effects sparingly, and automate the layer so it evolves across the track. Treat the percussion layer like a performance tool, and your jungle or DNB groove will feel bigger, meaner, and way more alive. That's the Raga formula.